meant the extra point rule that they're going to change now because Denver scored too much this season.
Yeah, that too. Anyway,
Peyton, you're
up.
Making the games too long. Quit scoring so much. By the way, the number one offense in the history of the NFL, and admittedly, he's got a good team around him. I don't know that there's any Hall of Famers on that offense, but the number one offense in the history of the league as far as points scored this year.
Right.
Yep. Appreciate the call, Dan.
Hey, thanks.
By the way, Seattle's defense, dominant this year, number 32 all-time in NFL history. Went over those numbers yesterday.
What was it, 55 touchdown passes he threw?
Stupid numbers. Silly. Ridiculous. Not even possible.
And his first comment was, John Brady will come out and break it next week.
Oh, Tom Brady?
Tom Brady, yeah.
I like John Brady, too, though.
Yeah.
Go ASU. Steven.
Yes.
What's up?
I lived in Indianapolis before Peyton Manning went up there and was quarterback. And I'll tell you what, Jim Harbaugh was a terrible quarterback. The Colts sucked. They couldn't beat Broad Ripple High School. And then the year I move off, Peyton Manning comes up there, and here you go.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest is history. It's fantastic. Peyton Manning is by far, in my opinion, the best quarterback of all time. And another point I want to make is this. Did you know that Bruno Mars was playing during the Super Bowl halftime show?
You know what? I hadn't heard
just
that.
Knowing. You hadn't heard that.
I mean,
okay, goodbye.
Thank God. Thank God for the 16th. I don't know what I've seen more of. The 6 million promos from CBS telling me that Bruno Mars is playing the halftime show, or the 6 million Nissan commercials is that stupid car driving on top of a train with a little disclaimer that says, this is not real.
Oh.
Cars cannot drive on trains. Thanks a lot, Nissan. I was about to go try that.
There's something we agree on. Stupidest commercial ever.
It's up there. Luckily, the girl driving the car is kind of cute. That's the one that makes it halfway redeemable. Hey, Bill.
Justin, I just want to ask you a question. I'm trying to follow this.
Yes, sir.
You're picking Seattle to win the game, right?
Right.
So, aren't you a little premature in labeling Manning with another Super Bowl win and MVP if your own position is that he's not going to win?
Not if you're a talk show host.
Here's the deal, Bill.
Well, your logic.
Well, I found that I'm the only one that I can argue with and really have a good debate. No, I'm kidding. Here's the thing. I trust my logic on Peyton Manning more than I trust my ability to prognosticate, if that makes any sense.
Well, you sound kind of schizophrenic.
Well, I am. I got a lot of issues.
Okay, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, these ifs, you know. If the bullfrog had wings, he wouldn't sit in the mud all day either, maybe.
Well, facts. These are facts. He is within striking distance of the touchdown record.
He is
number two all time. He's within striking distance of the passing yards record. He's second all time. He has more MVPs by two than anybody else in the history of the NFL.
So let's turn it around the other way, though.
Okay.
If he doesn't win the game and Seattle wins and he's not the MVP, then where does he stand?
Then he stands in Tom Brady territory.
Oh, okay.
But he has much better numbers than Brady.
I just wanted to get this clear while I'm trying to follow your logic.
I appreciate it, Bill.
All right, buddy.
I haven't done any research on this subject. I think you got to throw Terry Bradshaw. You got to consider
No. Terry Bradshaw has fewer touchdown passes than Carson Palmer. Statistically speaking.
How many Super Bowl wins did he have?
They won, what, three?
Three.
Yeah. I mean, but again, he's not in the conversation because to do it, you have to have two things. You have to have the numbers. He doesn't. And you have to have the wins, which he does. One of the greatest, I mean, Montana's the same guy, except for even more so as a winner. He's 4-for-4, and he won three MVPs.
Steve Young wasn't bad either.
Steve Young was great, and the problem is he gave up a couple MVPs to Montana because he was sitting behind him on the bench. CJ.
Hey, man. I believe that Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana have the most Super Bowl rings. I think Peyton Manning's up in there, but I don't think he's got those guys beat. And would you please, Justin, say a big hi to my buddy Don, who's one of your favorite fans.
To who?
Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don. Thanks for listening, Don. I appreciate you.
Happy birthday, Don.
Don, I think you should go see a psychiatrist if you like this show. There's a lot of problems you're having, my friend, if you like this show.
You're great, man. I love you, and let me hang up.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Joe Montana, spectacular. 13th all-time.
Bobby had a correction for you.
What was that?
Bradshaw had 4 Super Bowl wins.
I thought they only...
Well, somebody else called, too, so I'm guessing it's true.
Okay, I'll go with it.
I'm pretty sure that's correct.
All right. But they have what? I'll guess they have. Maybe I'm thinking they have five or six as an organization, and he has.
That's
4.
Probably where you got confused.
Okay, Bobby. Sorry, I'm a little
TV.
Slow.
Certainly not.
Okay, but he only has 2 MVPs, right, Bradshaw?
And 4 Super Bowl victories.
Is that right?
Yeah.
4 Super Bowl wins, 2 MVPs back to back.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the correction. I appreciate it. He also has fewer touchdown passes than Carson Palmer. That's a fact, Jack. Joe Montana, 13th all-time in passing yards. To me, Michael Jordan's a no-brainer because of the statistics and the wins. You got to have a combination of me all-time. And then you throw in the MVPs.
You know, his senior year in college, he got beat in something called a Pecan Bowl by Middle Tennessee State. And their quarterback is head of circulation for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He beat Terry Bradshaw in the game.
Who?
Larry Graham, our circulation director.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.